For this Thursday, August 15th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Posey County Prosecutor's Office officials say an Albion man will serve prison time for dealing drugs in Posey County. According to a press release, 46-year-old Michael Turpin was sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to dealing methamphetamine. Officials say as part of Turpin's guilty plea, he admitted to delivering meth to an undercover informant in Posey County back in May of 2023. Turpin and 21 other drug offenders were arrested as a result of the undercover drug investigation known as Operation Last Dance. The investigation conducted by the Posey County Drug Task Force began back in June of 2022. The press release states that Turpin was arrested in White County when the drug raid took place. Turpin will be transported to the Indiana Department of Correction to serve his sentence. The Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department is reminding the community that their fall youth sports registration ends tomorrow. They say that students should have received forms at school. The department says they are still in need of coaches. We have shared a post from the Mount Vernon Parks and Recreation Department on our Posey County Radio Facebook page that has a link for online signups. Well, next week is back to school week for college students at USI and the University of Evansville. USI students started to move in yesterday as they begin class on Monday, August 19th. Students at the University of Evansville will begin moving in today, and they start classes next Wednesday, August 21st. The Westside Nut Club Fall Festival has once again been nominated by USA Today for the nation's best fall festival. They won last year. Now you have a chance to help them win again this year. According to USA Today, the 20 festivals up for the award were chosen by an expert panel. Voting is open now, and it ends on Monday, September 9th at 11 p.m. To place your vote, you can visit 10best.usa.today. This year's Westside Nut Club Fall Festival is set to start on October 6th. Switching gears now to some sports news in Mount Vernon sports tonight. The volleyball team has their scrimmage at South Spencer at 6 o'clock. The Wildcats girls soccer team hosts Boonville in a scrimmage at 5:30. And the boys soccer team travels to Boonville for their scrimmage at 5:30. Also, the Mount Vernon girls golf team does play North today at 3:45. And that match is at Fendrick Golf Course. In North Posey sports this evening, the only team in action is the boys tennis team as they play at Vincennes. That match starts at 5 o'clock. Finishing up with professional sports in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals got swept last night by the Reds in their three-game series in Cincinnati 9-2. The Cardinals fall to a game below 500 at 60-61, and the Reds improve to 60-61. Both teams are 4.5 games out of the final wildcard spot in the National League. Both the Cardinals and Reds are off today. And the Chicago Cubs also got swept by the Guardians in their three-game series in Cleveland 6-1. The Cubbies slipped to 59-63, and they also have this Thursday off. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, August 15th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.